the buildings into a restaurant and bar.
Oh, Granny, you'll be rich. You'll never have to work again.
One of her neighbors did as the younger generation asked. Now that woman's home is a guest house and an Italian restaurant. On Yongsook's beach. In her village. She will never let that happen to her house. There isn't enough money in all the pockets in all Korea to make me leave, Yongsook has said many times.
How could she? Her house is the nest where she hides the joy, laughter, sorrows, and regrets of her life.
She's not alone in her work on the beach.
Other women around her age, in their 80s and 90s, also pick through the algae that has come to rest on the sand, putting what's salable in small bags and leaving the rest.
Up on the walkway that separates this cove from the road, young couples, honeymooners probably, walk hand in hand, heads together, sometimes even kissing in front of everyone in broad daylight. She sees a tourist family, clearly from the mainland. The children and husband are so obvious in their matching polka dot t-shirts and lime green shorts. The wife wears the same polka dot t-shirt, but otherwise every bit of her skin is protected from the sun by long pants, sleeve guards, gloves, hat, and a cloth mask. Children from the village climb over the rocks that spill across the sand and into the sea. Soon they're playing in the shallow depths, giggling and challenging each other to be the first to reach the deepest rock, locate a piece of sea glass, or find a sea urchin if they're lucky enough to spot one. She smiles to herself. How differently life will unfurl for these young ones. She also observes other people, some not even trying to hide their curiosity, who stare at her before shifting their gazes to some of the other old women on the shore today. Which granny looks the nicest, the most accessible? What those people don't understand is that Yongsook and her friends are appraising them, too. Are they scholars, journalists, or documentarians? Will they pay? Will they be knowledgeable about the henyo, sea women? They'll want to take her photo. They'll shove a microphone in her face and ask the same predictable questions.
Do you consider yourself a granny of the sea? Or do you think of yourself more like a mermaid?
The government labels the henyo a cultural heritage treasure, something dying out that must be preserved, if only in memory. How does it feel to be the last of the last? If they're academics, they'll want to talk about Jeju's matrifocal culture, explaining,
it's not matriarchy. Rather, it's a society focused on women.
Then they'll begin to probe.
Were you really in charge in your household? Did you give your husband an allowance?
Often she'll get a young woman who'll ask the question Yongsook's heard discussed her entire life.
Is it better to be a man or a woman?
No matter what the inquiry, she always answers the same way.
I was the best henyo.
She prefers to leave it at that. When a visitor persists, Yongsook will say gruffly,
if you want to know about me, go to the henyo museum. You can see my photo. You can watch the video about me.
If they still won't go, well, then she becomes even more direct.
Leave me alone. I have work to do.
Her response usually depends on how her body feels. Today, the sun is bright, the water glistens, and she perceives in her bones, even though she's only sitting on the shore, the weightlessness of the sea, the surge that massages the aches in her muscles, the enveloping chill that cools the heat in her joints. So she allows herself to be photographed, even pushing back the brim of her bonnet so one young man can see your face better. She watches as he edges toward the inevitable awkward subject until he finally arrives at his query.
Did your family suffer during the April 3rd incident?
Aigo. Of course she suffered. Of course, of course, of course.
Everyone on Jeju Island suffered, she answers.
But that is all she will say about it. Ever. Better to tell him this is the happiest time of her life.
And it is.
She still works, but she's not too busy to visit friends and travel.